getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, another week is here and we're ready to go with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. All the records on the show always come from actual vinyl records. That's why I call them records. No CDs, no MP3s, none of that fancy stuff. Genuine vinyl is the way we play the records here on the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along for another week of thrills and chills. Who knows what's going to happen? Records could step. Stacks of records could fall over. All sorts of things could happen. All those things have happened in the last couple of weeks. Oh, let's get things rolling with Chuck and the Harmony Notes. This is the Swinging Brass Polka. There you have it, Chuck and the Harmony Notes, and another show has now gone too far. There's no turning back from this point. Here in Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Believe it or not, like halfway through October already? How's that even possible? I suppose, yeah, pretty close anyway. Jeez, time is flying by. Next thing you know, we'll be putting up the Christmas tree, which means I better go to the dump pretty soon because I got a pickup full of junk for the dump. And if that's still in there, we're not going to be able to put a Christmas tree in there. I better get to work, man. I've been sloughing off a little bit. I don't know what's going on weather-wise where you're at, but there's been a severe lack of sunshine around here. Hasn't really been raining the last few days, but no sunshine. I could use a little sunshine just kind of dry things out a little bit before we get into this serious fall and winter weather, which is just around the corner. For those of you listening down in the southern climes or way out west or wherever you are, you don't know. You know, you guys aren't out there putting antifreeze in your boat to keep stuff from freezing and busting in the winter. Those of you down there in Florida or down there in Texas today, you don't have that kind of stuff to deal with. That's a whole nother world up here in the North Country. Let's get Eddie Zima and the orchestra going over here. This is Godfather's Polka. All right, there you have it. Eddie Zeman, the orchestra there. That's the Godfather's Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I was just noticing on the paperwork here, because believe it or not, doing a show every week generates at least one sheet of paperwork. And that's when I make the playlist and the schedule, so I know what shows are going out when and all that kind of stuff. This is program number 499. Next week will be show number 500. Or as they say up on the Iron Range, Minnesota, 500. So will there be a celebration? Probably not. I'm just going to play records like I usually do. Otherwise, it's extra work, you know? I mean, if somebody wants to make a cake or something, that'd be okay. But yeah, we'll be doing show number 400 next, or 500 next week. We're at 499 this week. So, hey, not too bad for an old fart playing polkas. By the way, if you have a request or dedication or whatever, like to get in touch with the Oompa Hour, there are multiple ways you can do that. If you have a phone, whether it's a 90-year-old dial phone screwed to the wall in the basement that you're still renting from the phone company, or if it's one of the latest and greatest high-tech smartphones, if you can put in the number 218-259-2985, you can leave a voice message or you can send a text to that number, 218-259-2985. Also, you can email oompahour@aol.com. And you can even Facebook if you want to. Just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Or if you really want to, you know, you could just probably write a message on a paper airplane and shoot it up toward northern Minnesota. And eventually it would find its way to the show here. So any of those ways, you got a request or a dedication or question or whatever, we'll see what we can do for you. All right, let's do a song that's not normally a polka, I guess. Happy Days Are Here Again. A big record for a lot of people back in the day. I got it by the Six Fat Dutchmen doing it polka style. Six Fat Dutchmen, and there's more than six of them, and they're not fat. I don't understand. I've never figured that out. I don't know. Happy Days Are Here Again. here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're on board for another week talking about World of Accordions Museum. And we should, because it's a really groovy place to visit if you find yourself in Superior, Wisconsin, and you're like, gosh, I wish there was something interesting to do here. I'm tired of watching all them big ships coming through, and I'm tired of all these hiking trails and lakes and waterfalls and beautiful scenery and fancy stuff and resorts and camps and national parks, state parks, all kinds of parks and stuff, and I wish there was something else to do. You go look at 1,400 accordions. Count them! And let me know how many there are, because that's an approximation. You know, the number they have varies depending on donations and things that get out for repair and loaners and whatnot. But, man, it's an awful lot of accordions in one place to take a look at. Great place to study the music and the instruments and the history of the people and the instruments and the history and all that stuff. Check, see if they have any activities coming up. I know, let's see, it was just a concert there here a few days ago, so you already missed that. Darn it. But, you know, if you stay in touch with them, you can get on their mailing list, you can check their website, and I'll try to keep you posted here on the radio show, too. But what a fantabulous place. They got the beautiful concert hall there. They got the accordion repair and technician school there. Check them out online. That's the easy way. worldofaccordions.org is all you need to know. And they will amaze you. I promise you that. worldofaccordions.org. All righty. Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra now. It's the Nicky Hokey Polka.
Ya checko habdim yeko hush, everything is okey dokey.
Hey, hey, Nicky Hokey Polka.
Ya checko habdim yeko hush, everything is okey dokey.
Hey, hey, Nicky Hokey Polka. Necky hokey, necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey.
Necky hokey, necky hokey, necky hokey,
hey, hey.
Yum up money, Timash money, everything is okey dokey.
Hey, hey, necky hokey, necky hokey, polka.
Yum up money, Timash money, everything is okey dokey.
Hey, hey, necky hokey, necky hokey, polka. Hokey, necky, hokey, necky, hokey, hey, hey. Necky, hokey, necky, hokey, necky, hokey, hey, hey. Ya vippy, everything is okey dokey.
Hey, hey, necky, hokey, necky, hokey, polka.
Ya vippy, everything is okey dokey.
Hey, hey, necky, hokey, necky, hokey, polka.
Hey, hey! Necky, hokey, necky, hokey, necky, hokey, hey, hey! Ya pohulas, everything is okey dokey.
Hey, hey!
Necky, hokey, necky, hokey, polka. Ya pohulas, everything is okey dokey.
Hey, hey! Necky, hokey, necky, hokey, polka.
Necky hokey, necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey!
There you go, the Nicky Hokey Polka there, little Bernie Witkowski, and the Silver Bell Orchestra right here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Just getting all the various elements that I require in a show lined up here. We got a waltz coming up for you in a little bit, because we always try to have a waltz, at least one, in every week's show, and I have just finished picking out our 78 of the week, because we always play at least one good old shellac 78 here on the show, because, I mean, if your turntable has 78, shouldn't you use that speed once in a while just so you're getting your money's worth out of it? I think a guy should, you know? Here's Ray J and the Carousels. Now, I don't know about you, when someone says carousels, I always think of those round things that the slides go in, that go on your Kodak slide projector. You know, hey, here's pictures from our vacation to the World of Accordions Museum. And you show them on the big screen in your living room. Those were carousels that the slides went into. So when I see carousels written down, see, that's the first thing I think of. I bet you don't. A lot of people probably think of those rides at the fair that go round and round with the horsies and stuff on them. But I think of slide projectors. Am I weird? Oh, that's a silly question. Anyway, here's Roy J. and the Carousels. He's not showing slides, though. Walking with Mary Polka. Go Ray J and the Carousels walking with Mary Polka. That's what he was saying, I think. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I'm going to play one I don't play very often. I mean, it's been years, I'm sure, if I tried to look this up since we played this last. Back in, I want to say 1939, the Andrews Sisters had a humongous monster hit record with their version of the Beer Barrel Polka. I think it was 39. It might have actually been earlier than that. Came out on a Decca 78. And if you read history about how polka music became popular with the masses as opposed to the various ethnic groups, they often cite the Andrews Sisters and their tremendous success in popular music with their version of the Beer Barrel Polka. And you would think that with this conversation I was going to play that. But you would be wrong! I'm going to play the other side. Now, of course, this originally came out on a 78, and I'm not playing the 78. I could play the 78, and it would count for our official 78 of the week. But I have it on a deck of 45. They reissued it later on a 45. But I'm going to play the other side, because they did their version of the Pennsylvania Polka on the flip side, and that side almost never gets played. And I'm going to warn you right now that this is a very quiet record. Back when they were first making 45s, before the standards were determined for levels and groove depth and all that sort of stuff, a lot of the records are really quiet. And you'd play them with your special 45 RPM record player that had the special needle. And so I'm going to have to turn this baby up all the way. And we'll see. Might have a little surface noise here to deal with. But hey, it's history. It's analog. It's the way records are meant to be played. I don't know about you, but I got analog ears. Anyway, here are the Andrews Sisters, the flip side of their big Beer Barrel Polka record. Here's the Pennsylvania Polka.
Strike up the music, the band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. It started in Scranton, it's now number one. It's
bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania. While they're dancing, everybody cares are quickly gone. Sweet romancing, this goes on until the dawn. They're so carefree, gay with laughter, happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss, and then they start to dance again. Strike up the music, the band has begun. The Pennsylvania polka. Pick up your partner, then join us for fun. The Pennsylvania polka. It started in its crown, it's now number one. It's fun to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania.
Everybody cares are quickly gone. We eat romancing. This goes on and on and on until the dawn. Gay with laughter, they're happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss, and then they start to kiss again.
Fun, and it's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania.
Boy, I'm telling you what. That sounds so much better on the 78 than it did from this practically brand new looking 70-year-old 45. Oh, man, because I love that arrangement. It's just fun when she's giggling in there. It's just so much fun. Andrew's Sisters there, the Pennsylvania Polka on the flip side of the 45 of their big Beer Barrel Polka hit. I think next week, if I remember, you think I probably won't. I'm going to set this aside so maybe I remember. I'm going to see if I can't pull out my 78, play the 78 version of the same song because the quality is so much better on the 78. Oh, man. Anyway, there you go. Little Andrew's Sisters for you here on the Oompa Hour. It's Frankie Gutowski now and his orchestra. Who's buying? right, there you have it there. That is Who's Buying? See, that's another one of those records. I've given you the example before. Well, you can name a song anything when it's an instrumental. We don't know who's buying. We don't know who's asking the question. We don't know nothing about that one. All we know is it's Frankie Gutowski and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, back every week like this, spinning the polka records, having a good time, trying to figure out how to work my phone. You ever do that? You push something on your phone and something starts happening and you're like, I didn't mean for that to happen and I don't understand what's going on and how do I stop this from doing that? See, now I did that and I don't know what, I don't even want to touch it because stuff is happening that I don't want to happen and I can't stop it. Does that happen with your phone? Man, I hate that. I don't even know. I just leave it until it goes to sleep. Anyway, let's do Gene Guasdala and the orchestra. That's Grandma's Oberic. Somebody told me, asked me the other, what's an Oberic? You know, like a polka or a barrack or a schottische or whatever. Same thing as a polka. You just play it sideways. It's, I don't know. Gene Guasdala and his orchestra right here on the Oompa Hour. That's Grandma Zoberic here on the old Oompa Hour. How you doing this week? Hope you're having a fantabulous week as we're heading into the fall season and kind of sliding a little faster than I would like into the wintertime season, too. Remember when you were a kid, you used to think winter was a cool thing? You couldn't wait to get that sled out. Back in the days when a sled was a sled, you know, with metal runners on it, and you could steer it, and that thing would, you know, if somebody got in your way, it'd slice their arm right off. Man, that was living on the edge back in the good old days. Let's do one from the Deutschmeisters, shall we? Says right on the record, Long Prairie, Minnesota. I don't know if that's the record company or where the Deutschmeisters hang out. I don't know. This record's really old. And it's one of my favorite record labels. Because it's on Flint Records. And if you remember like an old Zippo lighter, there's a little wheel that you turn and it rubs against a little flint that makes a spark that lights the wick. So it's got a little circle that looks like the little wheel that you would spin. And there's sparks shooting out of it to where it says Flint Records. And then it says Spark of Music. It's just a great record label design. So hats off to whoever came up with that. All right. Here are the Deutschmeisters doing the Lindenau Polka. I think I may have even said that right. Featuring Tony Wolf on the concertina. Greg, now Deutschmeister's there. Tony Wolf playing the concertina on the ever-festive Flint Records label there. The Lindenau Polka, I believe is how you say that. I could be wrong, but I won't tell anybody, and they'll never know. Anyway, there you go. I got to find a waltz. I got a waltz. I got several waltzes. I'll pick one out here to play in a little bit. In the meantime, I can't believe that it's time for this next record again. I feel like I've just played this one, and it's coming around again. Is that? I don't know. I must have like an extra copy mixed into the record library. Maybe it's just because I got the Batman Polka coming up by the Bellhops. And it's funny. And it's even funnier because I'm a big 1966 Batman fan. So, you know, I've heard it a lot since this record came out, like 60 some years ago. My God, time's going fast. But I'm going to play it anyway. And I notice they spell Batman with two T's because I think they get around some kind of copyright deal with that. I don't know. But for all you Batman fans out there, here are the Bellhops and the Batman Polka.
TV, all that you see, stories of Robin and Batman. Big handsome guy, no wonder why, all of the girls go for Batman. I used to be first place, you see, until my sweetie saw Batman. He is her guy, and so am I, but I am next best to Batman. I called my girl, asked for a date. She must stay home to watch Batman. She cannot be bothered by me when crime must be solved by Batman. And if we go out to a dance, she talks all night about Batman. And in her purse, it's even worse, she carries pictures of Batman.
There you go, the Bellhops. That is the Batman Polka, obviously, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. That still amuses me, even though I've heard it a billion times. I'm a big Batman fan. I'll admit it. All right, are you ready to waltz? Dancers, I'm hoping by now you shove the coffee table out of the way, or maybe, swoop that rolling cart thing out of the way in the kitchen or wherever it is. You like to waltz? You ready? All right, I got the Windy City Brass. I don't think I've played this one before. If I have, it's been a long, long time. There's the Windy City Brass. It's kind of harvest season, being the fall. Here's the Harvest Time Waltz. And Jenny O is singing with the Windy City Brass.
You leży na kamieniu. Myśli o jesieni, czas na taki dzień.
There you go, Windy City Brass, Jenny O, singing there the Harvest Time Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. See, there's another requirement out of the way on the show today. I always try to get a waltz in there. Let's do our 78 of the week, shall we? As long as I got it raring to go over here. We always try to get in 178 RPM record. Remember the old shellac records, the 10-inch jobs that go around so fast, if you try to read the label while the record's playing, you're going to throw up. Yeah, those are the ones. I have the Bucket Polka by Ignacy Podgorski and his Marvelous Merrymakers. That is a mouthful and a lot of big names to put on this little bitty record label. Are you ready? Let's crank her up to 78 and here we go.
Thank you.
They have it there. That is the Bucket Polka, Ignacy Podgorski and his Marvelous Merrymakers. Our official 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78 here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. What am I going to do here? I think we're going to do a commercial here. That's what I think. And then I think we're going to do an Eddie Roddick record. So stand by. That's coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, there we go. Get a little of that business work taken care of here. Let's do Eddie Roddick. This is the Hammer Key Polka. And the orchestra, the Hammer Key Polka, and says right there on the record, Slovenian style. But see, now if I take that record and I set it aside for next week, the other side says it's Polish style. So I'm getting a little more versatility out of 145. That's the way we do things efficiently around here. I'm going to try to squeak in a couple more songs. Let's do the Long John Polka, of course, Whoopi John and the orchestra.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. A little Whoopi John for you here at Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I think I'm looking at the old clock on a wall. I'm looking at the record on a record player. I'm looking at the old clock on a wall, and I'm deciding how many grooves are on that record. See if they're all going to fit in there before the old clock runs out. I think we're going to make her. Here's the Clevelanders Orchestra and the Harvard Avenue Polka going to get us out of here today. There's the Clevelanders Orchestra. That is the Harvard Avenue Polka here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Any old clock on a wall says, hey, it's about time you roll that theme song and get out of here for another week. But heck, I already saved up a couple of records from this week to use again next week. Show number 500 next week. Am I going to make a big deal out of it? No, I thought I'd play all my favorite records, and I thought it's way too much work to find them all.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.